Last spring, our thoughts turned once again to pizza. Coincidentally, that happened the winter before. And come to think of it, last summer and fall, too. Like the rest of the world, we love this stuff, and expect a lot from our pie, making us no different than any other pizza fan. We look at the category according to what the consumer hungers for, and are able to predict a category leader. Want a slice of market reality? Listen to which pizza brand customers see as the upper crust.
What's Americans' favorite pie? No, not apple. Or chocolate cream, lemon meringue, or key lime. And not pumpkin or pecan. It's pizza pie, the fourth most craved food in the United States, just behind hamburgers and hot dogs, Chinese, and Mexican. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Pizza consumption grows about 2% every year, faster in recent years with the availability of gluten-free, vegetarian, and cheeseless varieties. So you're looking at 3 billion pizzas a year. That works out to 350 slices sold per second, with 1 in 8 Americans eating pizza on any given day. That adds up to a lot of dough. How? Well, Americans eat pizza all the time. 4% for breakfast, 54% for lunch, and the rest at dinner. Consumers get between 25 and 35% of their daily energy from pizza. Top 5 toppings are pepperoni, 36%, sausage, 14%, mushrooms, 11%, extra cheese, 8%, and chicken, 7%. On average, a large plain pizza costs around $17. That number takes into account all the national chains and local independents. Doesn't sound like a meal deal to you? Well, it is when you compare it to one once offered up by Nino's Bellissima Pizza in New York City. Their pie went for $1,000, and while anchovies might have been cheaper, caviar accounted for $820 of the cost. A pizzeria in Malta had a pie available for $2,500. It came with white truffles, 24-karat gold leaf, and buffalo mozzarella. Too rich for our palates and pocketbooks. Let's deep dish about national pizza brands. Against consumers' very high category expectations, we sliced into the Brand Keys 2017 Customer Loyalty Engagement Index to see how pizza brands stacked up to one another. Percentages indicate how well the brand is seen to meet expectations of the brand's own customers as compared to their ideal pizza, calculated to be 100%. Domino's, 93%. Papa John's, 88%. Papa Murphy's, 85%. Pizza Hut, 83%. Little Caesars, 82%. Chuck E. Cheese, 72%. Made-to-order taste is the first most important driver of loyalty and engagement in the pizza category and has been for a while now. Expectations for customizable extras have been pretty constant, and the chains are all seen as being pretty much the same. Value? Well, you see all the deals that are out there. But what's gaining real momentum is speed of delivery and order options. Based on the consumption numbers, Americans can't get their pizza fast enough. According to our expert loyalist consumers, there's room for improvement in the delivery area. In fact, categorically, you could say there's much room for a smart pizza brand to rise to the occasion and deliver both product and emotional engagement much closer to the ways consumers really want. That's how the real dough rises. Sorry, couldn't resist. But it's always helpful for you to know precisely where your brand stands, because the bottom line in any category is brands that deliver real emotional engagement to the consumer likewise deliver to the corporate bottom line. And some even deliver pizza.
What happened? Domino's and Ford Motor Company partnered to develop a self-driving vehicle for pizza delivery, which went into test in September. Randomly selected Domino's customers received their pizza orders from a Ford Fusion hybrid vehicle, which was controlled by a Ford safety engineer, but the car appeared to be driverless. Customers used an upgraded version of the Domino's tracker and received text messages as a self-driving vehicle approached them. A red arrow on the car's rear passenger side window showed customers where to start and guided them on how to retrieve their pizza via a unique code, the last 4 digits of the customer's phone number. That unlocked the Domino's heatwave compartment, which was large enough to hold 5 pizzas and 4 side orders, no mention was made of beverages. Domino's employs nearly 100,000 drivers nationwide and was quick to point out that this innovation was more about guaranteeing more efficient deliveries to consumers than reducing labor costs. Their SVP for e-commerce stated, quote, "We could use autonomous cars to fill in when we have a shortage of drivers or add capacity during surges in business," end quote. Domino's posted same-store sales growth of 11.2% in its domestic company-owned restaurants, 9.3% in its domestic franchise restaurants, and nearly 3% in its international franchise restaurants. All of which proves that by better meeting consumer expectations, they can more efficiently deliver pizzas, and they can also deliver to the company's bottom line.